Activity Storybook 3 Sleeping Beauty by Virginia Goldman. Listen and follow along.
In a castle, a princess is born. The king and the queen are very happy.
She's a beautiful baby. Let's have a party and invite all the good fairies, says the king.
What a great idea,
says the queen.
Let's invite them all to dinner.
But the queen forgets to invite the bad fairy.
All the good fairies come to the dinner and are very happy. The table is beautiful and full of good food. There is bread and meat and fish. There are potatoes and carrots. There are strawberries and apples. There is water and juice and milk. The king, the queen, and the seven good fairies are having dinner when the bad fairy arrives. She is very angry and shouts at everybody.
You can have dinner with us, says the king.
A waiter prepares the table, but the bad fairy is still very angry. After dinner, the seven good fairies give their gifts to the baby princess.
Princess, I give you beauty,
says the first fairy.
Princess, I give you intelligence,
says the second fairy.
Princess, I give you health,
says the third fairy.
Princess, I give you happiness,
says the fourth fairy.
Princess, I give you a beautiful voice,
says the fifth fairy.
Princess, I give you musical talent,
says the sixth fairy. The seventh fairy isn't there. She is hiding behind a curtain. She is waiting for the gift of the bad fairy. Oh, look out! Here she is.
Princess, when you are 16, you will prick your finger on a spindle. I promise that you will die.
The queen starts to cry. The bad fairy laughs and goes away.
Don't cry, my queen,
says the seventh fairy.
I can help you.
The seventh fairy goes to the cradle and looks at the baby.
Princess, when you are 16, you will prick your finger on a spindle. I promise that you will sleep until a handsome prince wakes you up,
says the seventh fairy.
Oh, thank you, good fairy.
The king destroys all the spindles in his country. The years pass, and the baby is now a beautiful princess. She's 16. One day, she is playing in the castle when she finds an old lady in a tower. The lady has a spindle.
Can I help you?
Asks the princess.
Yes, please. Help me with this spindle,
answers the old lady. The princess helps the lady, but she pricks her finger on the spindle.
Ouch!
She immediately falls asleep. After a few moments, all the people in the castle fall asleep too. A big, dark wood grows around the castle. One 100 years later, a handsome prince on a white horse passes near the big, dark wood. He asks a man what is inside the wood.
A legend says that there is a castle with a beautiful princess inside. The princess sleeps and waits for a prince's kiss to wake her up.
I want to go there and see. The prince and his horse enter the wood and arrive at the castle. In the castle, everybody is sleeping. The prince looks for the beautiful princess. He finds her in a tower. The prince kisses the beautiful girl and she wakes up. At the same time, all the people in the castle wake up. I want to marry your daughter, says the prince to the king.
Let's have a party, says the king.
I'm so happy,
says the queen. And they all lived happily ever after.